Mr. Steve Sossaman, you brought in a lot of history and world culture, and I had pulled an article out of the Epoch Times talking about Russia and Ukraine and how much of the global grain is grown that they supply and the amount of countries that rely on grain out of there. Like 50% of all of Ukraine's wheat is delivered to Libya, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Egypt. And the history that you're talking about, you know, you've got the generational families that are growing them there. Well, y'all are from that era, and the Tomachovs, and you're bringing that all right here to Arizona and growing. And what are all the different ways somebody could get one of your grains? I mean, you've got the flours. Can you get the actual wheat grain if somebody wanted to mill their own and make their own bread from scratch? I mean, what are ways people can enjoy this legacy heritage of wheat y'all have brought here, the ancient grains?
Well, the easiest would be to go to a grocery store, Whole Foods, Fry's, buy Hayden products, crackers, pancake mixes, flour mixes. Another easy way to do it is order a beer, if you're so inclined, at one of the breweries that make it. And it, usually on the label, it'll say our name or made with Sonoran wheat. And then whiskey, there's Grand Canyon Distillers are making whiskey and a few others. But that's the easiest way to do it, is to go to your grocery store and do it. When we do sell grain, we sell 2,000-pound totes or 50-pound bags of whole grain, is what we do. And we also have other, just to give a shout-out, Pinal County, farmers down there that we contract with to grow for
awesome.
Us. And because, again, low water use, it's a very, you know, water savings, low fertilizer. So, you know, if you're looking for the environmental impact, it's a great way to, you know, grow something.
Good to hear that Pinal County is my stomping grounds when I grew up on the farm. And you can always sign up for the newsletter at Hayden Mills. Because they will let you know new product releases, what they're really kind of pushing. And Jennifer on the break just mentioned that to us. A couple of years ago, she ordered the pancake breakfast mix from Hayden Mills, and they sent all of the she sent to all the kids, all six kids, and you guys could all enjoy pancakes regardless of where you were in the country. And that's the other neat thing about it, the way you guys have scaled this. Now there's access nationwide, basically.
Exactly.
Right?
And what dad wants to cook pancakes for his kids on Saturday morning, and he rolls them out and they're purple. Purple barley pancakes. I tell you
absolutely.
What, the kids love that stuff, and I love them because they're so tasty.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, going back to the taste, the flavors, it's high taste profile flavors. If you can enjoy that and discover some of these ancient grains that are grown right here in Arizona. Our agriculture is actually ancient here in the state. We talk a lot about modern day agriculture, technology improvements, but our heritage here in Arizona goes back 1,000 years, thanks to the Native Americans. I want to give some props, though, to Arizona Farm Bureau on the fact that this family has been members for years. What's compelled you over the decades to hang out with Arizona Farm Bureau? Why do you like Arizona Farm Bureau?
That's like asking you why you like your favorite friends. Because they're fun to be with, they're smart, they're innovative, and you get to learn stuff. And for when I was starting out in farming as a young buck, I wanted to be with fellow farmers. I wanted to learn from the older dudes, you know, and from guys my age, because we're just wet behind the ears, just don't know it. And Farm Bureau offered that to me. It was like a family and mentors that I could go to other than just my dad, and to learn things and find out what's going on. And you felt so included the first time you got together. It just felt like the best family reunion you've ever had. And so I got involved at the county level, became county president when I was 25, and went from there. And I've always enjoyed just the camaraderie and the interaction I get from Farm Bureau. And now, you know, with services, with, you know, insurance and financial planning and things like that, it's a great family to be a part of.
And we've imposed on our farmers and ranchers, and I, even though I'm a retired farmer, I pay the Aggie level $142 in most counties, and then Maricopa County and Yuma, it's $180. But if you're a non-farmer, and actually the majority of our members are non-farmers, it's only $59 a year. I mean, that's kind of like buying one of those big coupon books that you buy from your kids from school because they're trying to raise money. But Arizona Farm Bureau, we just celebrated 100 years. And so we're right behind the Sossamans in that pretty impressive and exciting historical marker. Where is Arizona Ag in 100 years, if we can answer that?
One of the things that I've seen in Arizona Ag is that we've moved away from the urbanized areas and out, you know, to the less urbanized areas. And our gross acres in the state hasn't changed a whole lot.
Really?
Over time, we get pushed out into areas. Those farmers and those dairies, they have fresh capital. They line ditches. They drill wells. They laser level the land. That land becomes more productive than it was, you know, 50 years ago. Yuma, you know, is
Yuma
the
is
vegetable
amazing.
Basket
yep.
of the world, practically, mm-hmm. or U.S. for a long time. Plenty of water, plenty of sunshine, a lot of veggies down there. So I think as we transform as a state, you'll just see less of it close to houses.
Okay. Well, you know, that's kind of encouraging because one of the comments I get a lot from my non-Aggie network is, oh, my gosh, it's so depression. And they're the ones that bought one of those houses that went over farmland. But they get kind of discouraged. But we can know that we're going to be here for another 100 years, the Sossamans and Arizona Farm Bureau.
FillYourPlate.org, and you can also get your annual Farm Bureau membership there and find additional local farm fresh commodities.